With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time.
This is the golden age of Dodger baseball.
Grand slam! It's a double for Freddie.
They're going to make big signings. They're going to make impact trades. This is the most anticipated season in Dodgers history.
Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out. What is up, Dodgers Nation? Welcome to the Dodgers Nation post-game show. Thanks for rocking with us after the Dodgers get a dramatic walk-off win over the D-backs down to their final strike twice in the ninth inning. Will Smith comes through with a double, Freddie Freeman comes through with a double, and then Teoscar Hernandez. By the way, vote for Teoscar Hernandez for the National League All-Star Team. Email, create some new emails, clear your cachet, clear your cookies, whatever you got to do, continue to vote for Teoscar Hernandez because he deserves to be an all-star, and tonight was another example why. And we have a lot to break down on this one. Get into all your comments, guys. Welcome to the Dodgers Nation post-game show, the number one Dodgers post-game show here on YouTube. Philip Subic says, LFG. Jackie Trier says, woo! Roy Estrada says, go blue. Avery Skating says, go Tani. Yes, be sure to comment, go Tani, down below. Also, after the episode, comment in the body of the episode so you're eligible for our Shohei Ohtani gray authentic jersey we're giving away at 95,000. D-Mac Jr. says, hi, Dad. What up, son? Hey, it's a little late, but it's a school night, too. But you know what? Look, it's summertime, right? You're not in summer school, so you enjoy this winless party. We got Damian Poppy, Teo, my goat. That's a fire take. That's a comment of the show. It's a comment of the show. BC, Roy Estrada checking in. The regulars here, perfect. Shane Rochester. Be it every day. Be a regular here, guys. Kelly Oshiro, I love walk-off wins. Love me some walk-off wins. This team has that grit. This team has that fire. You're out Mookie Betts. You're out Max Muncy. You still have a collection of great talent on this team. But this is the never-say-die Dodgers that we saw back in 2017, back in years past. A gritty team that never feels like they're out of it. Today was another prime example. This Dodgers team, doesn't matter who's in the lineup, the top of the order, though, they came through. And I don't want to hear the MV3 anymore with Betts, Ohtani, and Freeman. I don't want to hear the Mount Rushmore when you include Will Smith. It's a Fab Five at this point. Teoscar Hernandez is certainly in that Fab Five because of the year that he's having. And what a win for your Los Angeles Dodgers. And what a ninth inning for this team. Scratching and clawing. You had four lead changes late in this one. You had Jock Peterson hitting a home run off of Evan Phillips. He left a cutter up in the zone. Jock Peterson hits a bomb and he's yelling, I'm him. I'm him. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, sure. You know who's him? It's Teoscar Hernandez. It's Freddie Freeman. It's guys that are going to be all-stars this season. Those are the kind of players that I want on my squad. And it really lit a fire under that Dodgers team saying, you know what? Okay, I think Jock may have fired up that team. I think he may have fired up that team and it kind of was the spark to what happened there in the bottom of the ninth inning because the Dodgers were down and out. Gavin Lux, he strikes out on a sweeper, low and away. Shohei Ohtani, he goes down swinging on four pitches. And then Will Smith, first pitch, he doubles to center. Smitty doubles to center, and that brings up Freddie Freeman with two outs and the tying run on second. First pitch, he takes a sweeper looking on the outer half. Then he fouls one off. Then 0-2 in the at-bat. 0-2 in the at-bat. Freddie Freeman, one of the most clutch hitters in baseball. You don't walk Freddie Freeman with first base open What kind of decision was that by Torrey Lovello? Okay, what kind of decision was that by Torrey Lovello, knowing that you got Freddie Freeman, who's arguably the best hitter of his generation, and you have first base open, and you make a decision like that? If you look at Freddie Freeman on the season with runners in scoring position on the year, Freddie Freeman hitting 302, and he's always been clutch with runners in scoring position, and down to their final strike, down to their final out, Freddie Freeman comes through and ties it up.
This game is tied. Freddie Freeman to the gap in right center field. Back-to-back two-out doubles. Down to their last out, they've tied it up.
And by the way, drop your Dodger dog of the game. Which Dodger played with that most dog in him tonight?
Dodger dog of the game.
I think it's going to be tough. I think it has to be Teoscar, though. I think it's got to be Teo. But then they were not finished. And here, before we get into what happens next in this game, look, Will Smith, that was one that he could have hit out. That could have been a home run. And that certainly would have tied things up. But it almost worked out in the Dodgers' favor that that did not go over the wall, because that put a runner on second base with Teoscar Hernandez at the plate. And Teoscar Hernandez goes up. He fouls up the first one, a four-seam fastball up in the zone. And then Sewald, he leaves a four-seam fastball middle-middle. And Teo, he knows what to do with it.
Hernandez, ground ball. Base hit left field. Here's the game. Throw to the plate. Dodgers win. Bang, bang, bang. And their last out.
We love a Dodgers walk-off win. How about that call, too? Joe Davis, bang, bang, bang. Oh, that's just magical by the best broadcaster in Major League Baseball. But we got D-Mac Jr. Can I stay up late and watch you? Yeah, absolutely, D-Mac Jr. You know, might as well just come in to the studio. But most of all, D-Mac the GOAT. What up, Avery? Appreciate that. It's a fire take. It's a Dodger dog of the game take. What a win. Go Dodgers. Yeah, let's go Dodgers, man. Give me a let's go Dodgers. Give me your biggest takeaways. Give me your fire takes. Also, who is the Dodgers dog of the game? Because Teoscar Hernandez, he was outstanding, and it wasn't just in the final inning. Teoscar Hernandez the entire night was generating offense. Teoscar goes 3-for-5 with 3 RBI, and he's just coming through for this team all year long. I mean, first inning, bottom of the first inning, the Diamondbacks, they attempted the strategy to try to optimize their bullpen, optimize an opener, and go with the lefty so you don't have to face the Ohtani and Freeman gauntlet a third time through the order. And you had Nelson on the mound, and Teoscar Hernandez, he goes it there with a runner on second. He doubled to right after Shohei Ohtani led off the inning with a double to left off Mantiply. And the Dodgers get on the board first. And then later in the game, Teoscar Hernandez bottom of the third inning after back-to-back singles from Will Smith and Freddie Freeman. Teoscar first pitch, he grounds into a fielder's choice. And that leads to another run to make it 2-0 Dodgers. Then a couple of innings later, Teoscar Hernandez, he steps up once again and he generates the offense there. So, yeah, give Teoscar Hernandez a ton of credit. I mean, the way that he plays, the his ability to kind of keep his heartbeat slow and put together quality at-bats in clutch situations, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, the double, the infield single. I mean, whatever you want to see him do, he's going to do it out there. And he's really just been a fantastic addition to this team. And I think with Teoscar Hernandez, it's pretty clear at this point he deserves to be an all-star. He also deserves a contract extension for this team. He was outstanding. Well, let's get to your comments here. Welcome to the Dodgers Nation post-game show, the number one Dodgers post-game show here on YouTube. Doing tons of giveaways this year. The year of the fan here, celebrating you guys getting close to 100,000 subscribers. So be sure to subscribe to the show. And we got Vote Teo. Absolutely. Teo owns a Z from Adrian Salazar over on YouTube. D-Mac, good stuff on that ninth inning double. Thanks, Hector. I had to, you know, took a quick shower, put on the polo, put on the hat, and I kind of switch characters. I kind of go into a telephone booth like Superman because, yes, I know I'm Will Smith, or Will Smith is me. Who knows? What's up, D-Mac? Everyone, what up, Cesar? What up, Julio? Julio voted. Yeah, definitely vote, guys. Vote, vote, vote. Teo from Mia Rojo. We got Let's Go Dodgers. Yeah, I'm giving you a Let's Go Dodgers for that one. Go Tani. Let's not forget about the Millers' recent starts, though. We'll talk about Bobby Miller. I have some takeaways from Bobby Miller, who definitely hasn't looked like he did early in the season. Hasn't looked like he has in the last year when he got off to a really nice start to his career where he was one of the best, if not the best, rookie starter in Major League Baseball. Yeah, that Bobby Miller hasn't appeared yet since his return from shoulder inflammation. He had a rough start in Chicago, went two innings, gave up three runs, gave up five runs and six and a third in Colorado. But we haven't seen the Bobby Miller that we saw in his first start of the season against the St. Louis Cardinals, where he had 11 punchouts and a walk in six innings back in March. But I think tonight was a big step in the right direction for Bobby Miller. And the reason I say that is, yes, you look at his numbers, they don't blow you away. The fastball command just isn't there yet, quite frankly. And talking to Jose Mota on the show a couple of days ago, it's pretty clear to me that it's going to take some time to truly get that feel back and to get comfortable with your mechanics. If you look at his night as a whole, Bobby Miller, It's not going to blow your mind, but still, it was progress, and it was definitely a step in the right direction when you consider how he looked in his last start and how he looked today. Bobby Miller on the night, he ends up going five innings, and if you watch the morning show, Dodgers Dugout Live, one of my big takeaways from the month of June is the fact that for the month of June, Dodgers starters have been averaging 5.19 innings per start. They were averaging over six innings per start in the month of May. So starters aren't going as deep into games in the month of June. That's going to tax the bullpen. That's going to lead to Alex Vesia and Evan Phillips and Blake Treinen occasionally running into some trouble because you're asking them to cover another inning to get three more outs in a game. So that's definitely something you need to take account of and have under consideration. And look, you're going to get some reinforcements on the way. I do think they're going to trade for another starting pitcher to add some depth, but Bobby Miller on the night, he goes five innings, allows two runs on four hits, had four strikeouts through 90 pitches, 55 for strike. So you needed 90 pitches to get through five innings. He threw 31 pitches there in that fourth inning, but we got Roy Estrada, D-Max speaking, big fact. It's a big five, baby. It's a fab five right there, right? With the boys, you gotta include Teo in that mix. What up, D-Mac? That's from David Sabatini over on YouTube. Kelly Oshiro, Jock Peterson was kind of pissing me off. I mean, look, it's Jock, and I think Jock is one of those guys, kind of an acquired taste, right? Not everyone likes Jock, see Tommy Pham, but I mean, Jock's definitely got that that lovable vibe to him. And yeah, I think tonight hits that home run off of Evan Phillips. And I do think that the theatrics after, where you know he's doing the Jock thing, I'm him, and I definitely think, you know what, the Dodgers saying, you know, we're not gonna let Jock Peterson come in here to his old stomping grounds and get that home run off our best reliever and think we're not going to step up. And clearly the team had other plans. And yeah, give Jock Peterson credit, put a nice swing on a mistake pitch there by Evan Phillips, and he hits a home run. It was actually his 77th home run at Dodgers Stadium. So, look, he's had success here. He's had a lot of home runs here. Rojas with the hit, for sure win. Yeah, we're talking about Rojas with the bunting we saw. Alex Renteria, classic Caps. Always walk Walker and Jock, and we never lose a game to the Snakes. It's really ridiculous. Christian Walker is the boogeyman for the Dodgers. I mean, at Dodgers Stadium, he's Shohei Ohtani, right? I mean, he's a absolute killer. I mean, it's unbelievable to me to see the success that he has. I mean, if I'm him, I'm demanding somehow, some way, find a way to get on the Dodgers, changing positions, doing whatever it require to try to be on this team and play more games at this stadium. Because if you look at Christian Walker's numbers at Dodger Stadium, he's hit 15 home runs now in 40 games in 138 plate appearances, 15 bombs in 40 games. At Chase Field, he's hit 69 home runs. Nice. In 388 games and 1,514 plate appearances. So Christian Walker, I don't know if it's the batter's eye. I don't know if he likes 76, the gas station. I don't know if he likes the palm trees, but he certainly loves hitting at Dodger Stadium. And when you look at Bobby Miller's outing, the definition of kind of whether you're going to have success or whether you're going to fail, I think it comes down to if he's going to implode in an inning. And if you look at the runs that he gave up, top of the fourth inning, Dodgers, they're up 2-0 at that point. Jock Peterson, he gets a leadoff single to right. And then Walker, he ends up hitting a bomb, 402 feet. That ties things up, going for a two-run shot. But settles down, composed himself, because you haven't even gotten one out there if you're Bobby Miller. And the next batter, Gurriel Jr., he singles to left. Moreno, he singled to right. That set the Diamondbacks up with runners on first and second. Then he walks Suarez to load the bases with no outs. And then Bobby, he comes back. He strikes out Thomas on three pitches. Four-seam fastball up in the zone. Perdomo, he gets him to pop out for the second out. And then he gets Corbin Carroll to ground to second to get himself out of the jam. So that's a perfect example of Bobby Miller taking a deep breath and executing pitches under duress, with stress, with runners aboard. So I was impressed by that. I think that that is one of the missing pieces, one of the boxes that you want to see Bobby Miller check off, quite frankly, is just continuing to be able to get yourself out of those jams and not having things speed up on you, not getting overly frustrated on the mound, because sometimes he shows his frustration more than someone like a Gavin Stone. Tonight, though, give him credit. They get just two runs on four hits there, and they get no runs after getting the bases.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Loaded with no outs. And then you look at the fourth inning there. That was really the impressive inning by Bobby Miller, that fourth inning. Walker homers, and that was that. And he gave those two runs. But give me your grade for that. Was it Ivy said, if Jockman, I am him, as him being the guy ordering extra McNuggets, then yeah, he's him. Yeah. That's a fire take. Jackie, Freddie Badass with the wrist, leading the league in career doubles. Jackie, that's for sure. We got Anthony Keane We got sports cards reports. Yeah, and look, Freddie Freeman, I almost, in some way, kind of feel bad for Freddie. It was nice to hear the Dodger Stadium crowd chanting, Freddie, Freddie, Freddie. Because if you remember, back a couple years ago when the Dodgers signed Freddie, he was the big free agent addition. You had Freddie chants all over every single at-bat, and now it almost feels like, man, you got Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman isn't getting as much love, and he's still one of the best players in baseball. 319 batting average in the month of June, and it just reminds me of almost like Scottie Pippen. How did Scottie Pippen feel when he was on the Bulls, right? When you had Michael Jordan, and he's Freddie Freeman, still one of the best players on the planet. But tonight, I think we saw once again that, look, if the aliens were to come down here and the fate of civilization was on one hitter at the plate, Freddie Freeman certainly would be on a short list of names that you would want at the plate in the box to get you a clutch base hit. And the fact that, like I said at the top of the show, Terry Lovello does not walk him with first base open, it's mind-boggling to me. Jay Bull, that was easily Freddie's zestiest celebration. It was zesty. On the zesty scale, definitely up there. Maybe a 9, maybe a 9 or 10. Show dog from Richard Kim, so you got that. D-Mac, Will Smith is the Dodger dog of the game. Alexander Rose, like I said, it's kind of like take your pick. And I think one of the big takeaways, my first big takeaway from this game, is the bottom of the lineup, the 7, 8, 9 hitters, they performed a lot better in the month of May. I mean, June, then they had the month of May. But July, it's still early. Tonight, though, they didn't really come through. And really, when this Dodgers team is at its very best, it's when that top of the lineup is absolutely getting it done. Tonight, Ohtani, Smith, Freddie, and Teo, they all had more than a hit. They all had multi-hit games. They combined to go 10 for 20, and they had all 6 RBIs, and they combined to score 5 runs. So that combination right there, Ohtani, Smitty, Freddie, and Teo, they go 10 for 20, all multi-hit games. Shohei, he was fantastic. He had a home run, a double. I mean, he absolutely contributed in a big way. But the rest of the Dodgers lineup outside of those four, they combined to go 2 for 17. Andy Páez, he had a hit. And then Chris Taylor, he had a hit. He poked a single through the hole in the right side right there earlier in the game. But outside of that, not a lot of production down there. And the team, they ends up going 3 for 11 with runners in scoring position. Teoscar Hernandez, he comes through. He goes 2 for 3 with runners in scoring position on the night. And then Freddie Freeman, he goes 1 for 2 coming through with a big hit late. But welcome to the Dodger Nation postgame show. If you are just joining, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, hit the like button. We got a $4.99. Richard, I didn't forget your super chat. Love it. Pitching to Freddie with first base open was a great idea. Sincerely, skydiving without a parachute. That's the comment of the show from Richard Florence. Like that. Yeah, that's not a good idea at all. When you have someone that is as good of a hitter as he is, it's just bad managing, quite frankly, and I'm shocked. Daniel Macy, D-Mac for president. Hey, maybe a baseball operations for, well, let's see. I think Friedman's doing a pretty good job. D-Mac Jr., imagine Joe Davis and my dad calling Dodger games. Hard emojis. Yeah, man, you gotta love me some Joe D. We got not a bad win. Let's see how it goes. D-Mac, what do you think of Miller coming out of that jam? Conservative Zach. Yeah, like I said at the top of the show a couple seconds ago, that, yeah, like I said, Bobby Miller, you have to be patient with him, because anytime you're coming off shoulder inflammation, anytime you're coming off forearm tightness, anytime you're coming off an arm injury, you're not going to step right in and have precise pinpoint command, right? It's always going to be a little bit of a process, especially too when you add the fact that he's a young pitcher, right? Let's not act like Bobby Miller is just expected to go out there and dominate when he's still trying to figure things out at this level. Yeah, last year he definitely had himself a really decent start of his career, but it's not like he didn't have his downs too. I mean, we saw the game last year against the Astros, right? A bases loaded situation, Bregman hits the grand slam. So we saw against the Giants an implosion there. So unfortunately, that's a trend that tonight, unfortunately, the trend that Bobby Miller has experience, but tonight you started to reverse that trend a little bit, and I think that is something that he can give confidence to. It can give him confidence knowing I can get myself in those situations, I can take a deep breath, and I can go out there and make pitches, and that's exactly what he did. And if you look at Bobby Miller on the night, I think the one thing that stood out to me as far as overall performance is just the velocity was down. I mean, the velo on that four-seam fastball was down 1.5 miles per hour. He maxed out at 97.9. By the way, I mean, 97.9. I mean, come on now. I mean, I would take that in a heartbeat, right? Clayton Kershaw would love a 97.9 mile per hour fastball. That's a velocity that's trending downward. But it's kind of on the flatter end, right? Not a ton of spin. And it's clear that he's making an effort to throw more of that sinker. Changeup has really been his most effective secondary pitch. But I think that's kind of the big key for Bobby Miller, too, just going out there and kind of perfecting that mix. Now, of course, you got to talk Shohei Ohtani. Shohei goes 3-for-5 with 2 RBI. And I think, look, it's Shohei Ohtani. What do we see in the spring training? First game, hits that bomb, oppo, right? We see him come through in big spots. First home run of his career as a Dodger comes against the Giants. Well, it's Japanese Heritage Night. Did you really think that Shohei Ohtani was not going to leave the yard? The best player on the planet, who I'll remind you this for many, many years, is under contract. The Dodgers have the best player in baseball under contract for the next 9.5 years. I mean, we're over the halfway part of this season. And I think that's what made this game really interesting, was just the lead changes late in this game. I mean, top of the 7th inning, Perdomo, he reached on an infield single. Then Carroll hit the sac fly to first. Perdomo, he gets to second. And then with a runner on second, Marte, he reached on that infield single. And Miguel Rojas just couldn't make that play. He couldn't make that play, unfortunately. And then he bounces back to get Peterson swinging. And then Vesia gives up the single to right. That's allowed Marte to get to second. But yeah, Marte reached on the infield single, and that allowed Perdomo to score, made it 3-2. And then bottom of the 7th inning, Gavin Lux, he draws a leadoff walk. Dodgers trailing 3-2 at that point. That brings up Shohei Ohtani to the plate, and you got Martinez on the mound, and Shohei Ohtani, he sees a hanging slider, and he did not mix it. Shohei Ohtani to the moon.
Oh, he swings, he hammers one, a majestic drive. How far will it go? Dodgers take the lead.
So that was huge to put the Dodgers back in the lead, to hit a bomb. Shohei continues to produce, continue to prove that he's the best player on the planet. Him and Aaron Judge, especially when they're both offensive, just absolute juggernauts this season. But yeah, Shohei Ohtani, what more can you say? And that was just a majestic moonshot. Like Joe Davis points out, Ohtani's 27th bomb of the season. We got, I screamed so loud when Teo walked it off that I sharted. Okay, why'd I read that one? You're going to get a bruh too. Come on now. Come on. Denny Cortez, Ohtani, Sen was a triple away from a cycle. Hey, one of my predictions of the season, what he was going to hit for the cycle. We haven't seen one since Belly did it in Miami in 2017. And it's going to happen because he's got the wheels to do it. And he can go yard with the best of them. But Trinan can't stop choking. That's from Devin. We'll talk about that. D-Mac, Teo equals Diamond Dodger Dog of the game. That's from Jesse Flores. Anthony King, Dodger Dog of the game. Teo, extend him or we riot. That's a fire take for Anthony Keen. Shohei was nuts. Manny Cat Mayer, absolutely welcome to the show. DC, no worries. Shohei can buy that kid a Porsche. Yeah. Hey, look, Shohei Ohtani gives out Porsches like it's Halloween candy. Okay. I mean, where's my Porsche? Okay. I need. Come on now. We got D-Mac. You look pale. You need some good old H2O. You know, some water, man. Yeah. Next time, I got to get a bag of sunflower seeds. Every time we walk it off, I can throw it in my face and just go through those sunflower seeds. Pika Peep says, another good team-building victory for the Blue Crew. Bullpen wasn't perfect, but after picking up the rotation for a while, they deserve to be lifted by the offense tonight. No doubt about it. And like I alluded to during today's Dodgers Dugout Live, which you definitely want to watch at noontime, Monday through Friday, is that, yes, the bullpen, they have been more taxed lately. And you're going to see some slip-ups. You're going to see appearances that don't go 1-2-3, and it's a clean inning. And you saw in the top of the eighth inning, Blake Treinen, he's into pitch the eighth. Dodgers clinging on to a 4-3 lead at that point. He walks Moreno on six pitches. And, yeah, he was missing on both sides of the plate. He was missing with the slider. He was missing with the sinker. Low and away, down and in. And, yeah, mechanically, release point-wise, he just didn't have that feel right away. Got a super chat right here. Oh, missed it. We got the Juntani, July Tani from Denny Cortez. Extend Teo Pronto. Floppy Miller, snake skinned in the bottom of the ninth. That's from Alex Renteria. Got to give Bobby credit for getting out of that bases loaded jam. Yeah, no doubt about it. We got a super chat, $4.99. Simply, he is All-Star Hernandez. All-Star Hernandez. I love that. That's the comment of the show. All-Star Hernandez. That is what I'm talking about. It needs to happen. It needs to happen. That was one of my preseason predictions, that Teoscar Hernandez was going to be an All-Star and hit 30 home runs, and he deserves it. He deserves to be an All-Star, and that's just a fact, and I love that. It's a comment of the show. All-Star Hernandez. Mitchell Hopkins, Bobby Miller is not doing good in fantasy right now. Yeah, look, you got to give him time. You have to give him time. But he really needed a solid start to build on, and he did that. And Dave Roberts said before the game that this was an important start for Bobby Miller, and if he goes out there and gets rocked after just two innings of work and fully taxes his bullpen or implodes there in that fourth inning, gives up five runs, then it's really going to start to get ugly for Bobby Miller, and then you start to question his spot in this rotation. That's how pivotal this start was for him, because Landon Knack, he's pitched great in his role. Gavin Stone, he's getting All-Star consideration. Tyler Glasnow is Tyler Glasnow, right? James Paxton, they're going to continue to have him eat innings. And as long as he's serviceable, yes, he got rocked up in San Francisco, but they're going to keep trotting him out there unless he gets injured to eat innings in the regular season. D-Mac, the D-Backs TV announcers were just devastated after the loss. After Ohtani punched out in the ninth, they were already calling the game as a win. Jose Ayala, I got to see that. I got to see that, and I definitely will. I got my MLB TV, and I'll definitely check that out after the game. No doubt about it. But the Jock Peterson is kind of a dork. We got the Paul Sewald choked. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, Paul Sewald, his ERA on the season before tonight was a 0.54. His ERA now is 1.56. So went up a point, over a point. So thanks to the Dodgers for that one. We got Gotani, absolutely. LOL, Step Bro D-Mac. Got some Jorge Posada. Dodgers pitchers always get burned when they are ahead 0-2 from Neil Casamoto. A $10 super chat. My man, Mr. Muff, Gotani from Boise, Idaho, rocking with us. You got the blue turf up there for Boise State, but I know you love your Dodger blue, so I'll get a you win for that. We got Philip Subia. Hope Walker stubs his toe just slightly, though. Haha, just it's what is okay. Yeah, Philip Subia, we're not wishing injury on opposing players, but yeah, this guy, I don't know what it is about him and Dodger Stadium. It's a beautiful stadium. Chavez Ravine is as good as it gets, but there's just something about the way he hits the ball. Honestly, I'm going to be at the game tomorrow. I might try to slip into the Diamondbacks clubhouse because I really want to talk to Christian Walker and ask him about how much he loves hitting at the stadium and what that's about. So I'll try to catch up with him. Sports cards, report cards. D-Mac, the Dodgers just need to stop pitching to Christian Walker and just walk him if the Dodgers. Yeah, absolutely. Give him the Barry Bonds treatment at this point, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. But Anthony Keene, D-Mac Jr., Stebro, D-Mac, D-Mac himself, Will Smith. There's more D-Macs than the That's hilarious, man. Anthony Keene, always appreciate you. A day one since 2019. Be an everydayer, guys. Watch the show every single day. And we're going to start doing live giveaways during episodes. D-Mac makes the Dodgers post-game radio a joke. Hey, hey, I love me some David Vesey. Prone to thrill. Yo, D-Mac, did you see Ohtani's home run hit that kid on his head? Yeah, I did see that. And someone mentioned it earlier that he's going to get a Porsche. Hey, I hope that maybe he gets some helmets. Because, yeah, I mean, it's so funny. There's always something with Shohei Ohtani home runs, whether he didn't take a picture and he didn't do what he needed to do to the lady who caught the home run originally, or he's hitting home runs and it's hitting kids. But still, look, I mean, for me, if I was that kid, I would want that bruise to never go away. I would hope that bruise never goes away, because it's Shohei Ohtani, okay? Come on now. It's a great story. But, yeah, that's some good stuff. Dodgers are at a 50% and elite. Ron Gonzalez, you hit that one on the nail. No Muncy, no Mookie. Brusdar, Brazier, Kirsch. I mean, Walker Buehler hasn't looked the same this season coming off an injury. Dustin May, Tony Gonsolin. So many players on this team are out, and they're for the year, or whether it be just for a couple of months, but they've still been able to put together tons of wins, and they're in first place in their division, and they go 16-10 in the month of June, and they're starting July off right as well. So, yeah, give this Dodgers team a lot of credit. Give Dave Roberts a lot of credit. I know you don't want to do that, but, I mean, they're sitting at 53-33, 20 games above 500, 8.5 games above the San Diego Padres. They have a 120 run differential on the season, and that's what's important, that this team stacks wins. I know some people are trying to devalue the regular season, acting like an 80-win team could win the World Series. Sure, it's possible, but you don't want to do that. And for me, it's not that, oh, they're beating up on bad teams or beating up on bad pitching. I want to see wins like tonight. A win like tonight means more to me than 3-4 wins against last place teams and you're just going out there and dominating. No, these are the kind of wins that build the kind of character, reestablish the kind of grit that wins in October. Clutch moments down to their last strike, Freddie Freeman coming through. Will Smith going up there with two outs and coming through. Teoscar Hernandez, he continues to come through for this team, and that's why I think the DNA of this team is different than years past, and that's why I'm really excited about the possibilities and really the ceiling of this Dodgers team. I'm telling you, this team, I'm not ready to call them special just yet. But I will say that compared to last year, compared to the year before that, I do think that this team has a different level of, hey, we're not out of this if we have one more strike. Down to our last out, down to our last strike. I believe in this team just because Ohtani, Teoscar, and just kind of the grit on this team. And look, I love the fact, too, that that you have guys contributing on the bottom of the order now. Didn't see that tonight, but still, in the month of June, you saw more of that. And I definitely think they're going to probably add another outfield bat at some point. So, yeah, this Dodger team, man, they are, I wouldn't say they're rolling, but I think a night like this coming off a bad loss against San Francisco where you lose 2 out of 3, you need to win like this. We got Ron. No, it's when the bottom of the line up is hot. Hitting questions. Does Show stay at first when Mookie comes back? Does Muncy or Teo hit 7th during the playoffs when Roberts goes LR? Angelo. So a couple ways you can do that, though, because the way that you could construct the lineup is if you don't keep Shohei at the leadoff spot, where he's had a ton of success, he's dominated, he's faster than Mookie, he's dynamic. But if Mookie is batting 2nd, well, some more run-producing opportunities. You break up the consecutive left-handed hitters in Ohtani and Freeman batting 2nd and 3rd. And Mookie, he's got to learn how to hit with Shohei at first, right? And Shohei being a base runner, does that throw Mookie off? Is he comfortable doing that? And when he's the leadoff hitter, you just go up there and try to take pitches and rake away. But I think there's another option, too, where you can have Freddie Freeman bat in the cleanup spot. So if you have Freddie Freeman bat in the cleanup spot, then what that does is you can put Teoscar there at 5, and then you could put Mookie Betts right up there at leadoff still if you wanted to, and then you put Max Muncy behind Teoscar Hernandez. So lineup construction-wise, there's definitely ways that you can get it done. We got the D-Max number one fan, Bobby Effin Miller's getting out there, out of the gym, proved to be a huge, at the end, he's progressively improving. Yeah, and that's what you want. I mean, it's a great point.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
Max, number one fan. You know, I appreciate you as my number one fan. Of course, you have great takes. You have fire takes because you're the man. Is that, yeah, you just want incremental progress. And we saw that. I think when you look at Bobby Miller, there's a sense of he's trying to aim that four-seam fastball instead of just trusting his mechanics, instead of saying, you know what, I throw 97, 98. I don't have to nibble. I don't have to work out of the zone. I can attack hitters in the zone and get swing and miss in the zone, and then you're going to feel better about him out there on the mound. Because I think that the confidence level of Bobby Miller, because of the lack of command, because he's not hitting his spots, is affecting the way he attacks hitters. He ends up with 10 swings and misses in five innings. Only four strikeouts. We know Bobby Miller is capable of much more than that, for sure. D-Mac, did you vote today for the All-Star game? I did, and then I created five emails, and I voted more. Ron Gonzalez, let the offense get through the summer, pitching in the fall. Mario Landaverde, Miller gets flustered when he gives up a bomb. He does. He gets flustered, but tonight I think he passed a little test, and I think he can build off that. That bang, bang, bang call by Joe Davis will go down as one. That's definitely, to me, that's definitely in the Ohtani era. That's my favorite call, my favorite Joe Davis call of the year. I love the first Ohtani home run call. That was big time, but the bang, bang, bang was awesome. It was so awesome that let's listen to it again.
Hernandez, ground ball, base hit left field. Here's the game. Throw to the plate. Dodgers win. Bang, bang, bang. And their last out.
He's incredible. What I love about Joe Davis is, like, he's almost like a roller coaster. Like, you can't even, like, feel it. He's just going up, 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 and then boom! And then it's the big-time calls. Love me some Joe Davis, man. Best in the game. We got to... Hello, this is from Alex. This is a fire take. Yeah, Panda Express tomorrow. Get your Panda Express $5 code. Dodgers win. Come October, I trust Stone over Miller and Buehler until something changes. All natural power, baby. Mario Landaverde. D-Mac, you forgot the boom! boom. Yeah, we definitely had a couple booms tonight. Hi, D-Mac. What's up, Diane Schroeder? How you been? Fairy godmother of the Dodgers Nation live streams, Dodgers Nation post-game show, and Dugout Live. Jesse Gonzalez. D-Mac, pull up to the game tomorrow. I have an extra ticket. Jesse Gonzalez. Look, I'm going to the game as a member of the media tomorrow, but if you want to give away your ticket to someone else in the chat, that'd be cool to do. Just say no to Randy A. Interesting. No to Randy A. Why? Love you too, Brian Chu. Appreciate you, my guy. Rocking with us here on Dodgers Nation. Freddie came through clutch. Absolutely. Judge, the best hitter in the world. What a stud. That's from, oh, I wonder who says that. Maybe a guy whose username is NYFinestSnackCalicoS5000. Interesting name right there. Show also gave out a concussion tonight. Yeah, that kid's going to be sore in the morning, but yeah, it's going to be just fine. But got that right, Doug. We got people ask about Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson, no. That's a no for me, Doug, in the words of the great Randy Jackson. And yeah, for me, it's the fact that I think Jose Ramirez, he kind of knocked the baseball skill out of him during that fight. And Tim Anderson really wasn't able to connect on any of those punches. I do think he should get credit for a no-hitter in his fight with Jose Ramirez. So definitely not. D-Mac, we miss Muncy. Absolutely. A super chat here from Brian Chu. $10. Appreciate you, my man. Really means a lot here. What you got? Just want to say I love you, man. I always watch your vids on YouTube. Keep it up. Gotani is Juntani. Step on those snakes. Yeah, there we go. Appreciate you, Brian Chu. Yep, Juntani, Julytani. But I want to see Octani, right? I want to see Shohei Ohtani go absolutely berserk and carry this team in the postseason. So, yeah, but it's a great start. And like I said, I think he's running away with the National League MVP. He has over one more war over Bryce Harper. Yeah, definitely hit that like button for your Los Angeles Dodgers. Appreciate you, Diane Schroeder. D-Mac, does tonight's win deserve a shoey? Prone to throw. I got to get back into the shoey game for sure. I'll give you guys a shoey on Friday. I promise you. I promise you guys a shoey on Friday. I'm going to do one in the studio for sure. First time getting a real good look at Teo this season. Definitely Dodger material in my eyes. Nice under the radar move by Freeman to get him here. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Teoscar Hernandez has been everything the Dodgers could have hoped for, and then some. I mean, they brought him here because they knew that, yes, you needed to sign Shohei Ohtani. Yes, you needed to add elite starting pitching this offseason, but you couldn't forget about the fact that you needed a right-handed bat that could mash against left-handed pitching and really be good against both sides. And has he matched against left-handed pitching? Well, if you look at Teoscar Hernandez on the season, the answer is yes. I mean, a 914 OPS against lefties, 8 home runs, but he's also hit 10 home runs against right-handed pitching. And that's the kind of player that really is consistent. He's a player that you almost kind of, if you're the opposing team, you almost kind of say to yourself, wait a second, you got all these big names that you're dealing with. All of a sudden, Teoscar's at the plate. He's the guy that gets the big hit. He's the guy who could be the sneaky NLCS MVP. And you look at his numbers on the season, he is hitting .254, but he's slugging .480, has a .125 weighted runs created plus. He's hit 18 home runs, 17 doubles, and a triple, has 58 RBI. And I think what he brings for this team, sure, strikes out 28.5% of the time, strikes out a good amount, but he's up there to do damage, and he's clutch. And I'm so excited to see him in the postseason because he's a player that they didn't have that kind of guy in the past. I mean, I've seen people say, oh, bring Justin Turner back. Justin Turner against high-velocity fastballs has not had a lot of success in recent memory, to put it nicely. I love me some Justin Turner, but the idea of having him back on this team, thinking he's going to have a big impact, especially knowing you're going to get Max Muncy back at third, makes no sense at all whatsoever. So I think someone like Teoscar Hernandez, he's young, he's out to rake, he's trying to get himself a bag, and it's a perfect fit for this team. And I would not discount the fact that Shohei Ohtani really, really loves him as a teammate, and that's going to mean something when it comes to bringing him back. So a 499 super chat from ID Rose. D-Mac, who do you think will add to the starting rotation? I don't trust Bobby Miller, Walker Buehler, or James Paxton. How about it, reliever additions? Well, Starters, we know Bob Nightingale reported that the Dodgers made an offer for White Sox dominant left-handed pitcher Garrett Crochet, and they rebuffed at that. We'll see if the Dodgers come back. What Bob Nightingale said on our show Dodgers Dugout Live on Monday was that he expects the Dodgers to continue to make offers for Garrett Crochet up until the deadline or he's dealt to another team. So I don't think that they're done negotiating. And what Garrett Crochet does is, man, you got lefties in the postseason, he's going to shut them down. You go against the Yankees in the World Series, imagine that matchup against Juan Soto. I mean, Matt Olson, if you go against the Braves, I mean, you bring your lefties to the plate, you have a dominant lefty in Garrett Crochet and a dominant righty in Tyler Glasnow. I also have been a strong proponent for a long time now. It's first to bring up the name Jack Flaherty because his strikeout numbers are up, because he's having a really, really good season. Is he someone that is a guarantee to start game two like a Garrett Crochet would be? No, but Skubal, from everyone you talk to, insiders that I've talked to, they don't expect Tarek Skubal of the Detroit Tigers to be traded. So Garrett Crochet is kind of that one big impact arm. Only red flag is the innings and the risk that he has never gone this deep into a season. I still think that it's a little bit overblown. I truly believe that just because of the fact that, sure, he might run out of gas with another organization, but the Dodgers, because, yeah, you might not have as many top-end guys that you trust in the postseason right now, but you do have plenty of depth that can cover innings that would allow you to manage Crochet to be at his best in the postseason. Now, Crochet's already at 101 1/3 innings, and his career high at the big league level is 54 1/3. His career high as a pitcher at any level was 65 with Tennessee when he was in college. He only made 12 minor league starts in his career, so that's definitely a factor. But I do think that, look, this was a part of the plan for Crochet. Is he went from a reliever to a full-time starter. As a full-time starter, he's been dominant. I mean, 12.52 strikeouts per nine, a 3.02 ERA, the expected ERA at 2.38. So I definitely think he is right at the top of the Dodgers' list as far as starting pitchers they want to acquire. D-Max number one fan, Miller has earned time to prove himself. We know what he has, and I'm confident he's going to be a huge part of this playoff rotation. So I could see it. I mean, this organization believes in Bobby Miller. I mean, speaking to Andrew Friedman, they truly think that he's going to be someone that's going to be a big part of their future. So I think that's a great take. It's just he has work to do, but what he does have, he's got stuff, right? Sometimes it's okay. What's going to play up in the postseason? Yes, that fastball doesn't have a lot of arm side run. It doesn't move as much as Gavin Stone's, but it's a power heater, just about hitting his spots and getting the velocity back where we've seen it. But Alex Renteria, the D-Mac, the 2017 Dodgers were special. Amen, brother. My favorite team. I love that team. Clayton, Snakes knocked us out last year. Need to beat them or sweep them. Even better. Yes, sweep the Snakes, man. The words of Indiana Jones. I hate Snakes, okay? Get Kikuchi, Ipe. That's not a bad idea. We'll talk about that tomorrow. D-Mac, Jock is for the streets. That's from Spencer. I'm going to give you a bruh for that one. Everyone go vote for Teo for the All-Star game if you haven't done so. Yeah, vote for Teo. Do it after the show. Do it now. Hey, look, I mean, we need to have him as an All-Star. So it has to happen because I think, too, just big picture, you're a free agent, and look, it's going to be good for him to have this on his resume. And if he's putting up the kind of year he's having on a bad team, does he make the All-Star team? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, maybe if he's the only representative for a bad team, certainly there's that. But I think being on the Dodgers, he's going to reap the benefits of having good protection around him in a beefed up lineup, having opportunities like tonight. And look, he loves baseball and he loves having fun. Teoscar Hernandez, but I'm sure he loves money more than fun. And well, just money is fun, but still, I think he's having a ton of fun in Dodger Blue. And you can just see it. You can absolutely see it. We got Eddie Buzz. Doug, I hope you don't mind having a non-Dodgers fan in your chat room. I'm big on fantasy baseball. Not a fan of any particular team. I don't see the Dodgers built for the playoff success. Sorry. Eddie Buzz is being a real buzz kill tonight. But hey, I respect your opinion. I disagree vehemently because I think that this Dodgers team has been built for the postseason and they're not done yet. I think you look at this bullpen, they've had a ton of success, But what concerns me is they're 17th in Major League Baseball in the season when it comes to striking out opponents. So I think you need another high leverage reliever, Tanner Scott type, that can go and just mow hitters down in big spots. I also think you're going to add a dominant starting pitcher, another outfielder. I mean, give me Crochet, Arozarena, and Tanner Scott. Give me Flaherty, Arozarena, or Tanner Scott. Luis Robert Jr., the prospect capital cost is going to be pretty high. Andy Pies, they continue to like him. So I haven't voted yet. Come on, Adam, go vote, please. Let's scroll down here, guys. A couple more. We'll let you guys enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening and join us tomorrow morning. Actually, we're going to go on at 12 for Dodgers Dugout Live, and then we'll be at the game. Good night, Dodgers Nation. D-Mac, way past my bedtime. Great win tonight. Yeah, a couple walk-off shots right here. They choked the Snakes tonight. That's from two seasons. Pajes is a player that needs a little more experience. Viva Los Dodgers. That's from Jose. D-Mac, Dream 3 pickups. How about I give you that on the show tomorrow? I just voted for Teo 100 times. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need. It's the kind of energy we need. Diane Schroeder, $10. Appreciate this. We'll end the show on this one. From Diane Schroeder. Dodger Diane Schroeder. Please re-sign Teo. Package Lux and DFA Biggio and add a pitcher and a bullpen piece. Let's go, Dodgers. Thank you for everything you do, D-Mac. Diane, thank you for the super chat. That's going to go to Teoscar Hernandez Extension Fund, which I started at the beginning of the season. And you make some really good takes right there. That's GM Diane. And I think you really hit a lot of those on the nail. Let's just be honest. But get him out of here. Boo the buzz. Yeah, the buzz kill is Buzz Killington. But that's going to do it for this episode of Dodgers Nation Post Game Show. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. If you haven't yet, do us a huge favor and subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel in the game. That way you're eligible for all of our giveaways. You're eligible for exclusive content as well. Hit the notification bell. Remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. And until next time, think blue, bleed blue.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
Which little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Rack up the deals on everything summer at Nordstrom Rack and get brands you love up to 60% off. Vince, Kate Spade New York, Steve Madden, Madewell, Nike, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Just in dresses, tops, shorts, sandals, sneakers, denim, luxury bags, and sunglasses. Rack up the deals today and save up to 60% on summer at your Nordstrom Rack store.
Now, y'all know I love McDonald's for a quick meal, especially if I'm out and about with the boys and need something to eat. I like food, and y'all know I like saving money, too. Did you know that you can save money with deals in the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, you heard that right. There's a deal every day in the app. So if you are an avid McDonald's goer like me, you'll find the best value for your buck by using the app. One of my favorite things about the app is the ability to order ahead. So let's say I'm on the road, just picked up Axel from school, and know I promised him some McDonald's fries on a Sunday, but don't want to have to wait in that long line. I open up the app and just place my order there. Then I can walk in and pick up my order when it's ready, no wait needed, especially if I time it right. And I love that you can also get a bunch of deals in the app as well. I just logged in and can get a free Big Mac with a minimum purchase of $1. But check it every day because the deals are always changing. Plus, make sure to share your birthday so McDonald's can celebrate with you with something special. Dream drivers save money with the McDonald's app. Nope, you must opt into rewards.